When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have over 40 vendors providing you with raspberries, strawberries, leafy greens, tomatoes, melons, avocados, flowers, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. The market accepts credit, debit, and EBT cards. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Multiple power poles toppled on El Camino Real. Atascadero City Council reviewing general plan update. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Several power lines were downed on the 8300 block of northbound El Camino Real yesterday morning at about 9:30 a.m., according to the Atascadero Police Department. The poles were downed after a truck towing a wide load accidentally struck one of the wires and caused a chain reaction that brought down the remaining poles. A total of 9 poles fell onto the street, causing El Camino Real in the area to be closed, reduced to only one lane in the southbound direction. The city says the utility poles were used primarily for communications lines and no major outages were reported. No pedestrians were in the area during the time of the incident as well, and only one parked car was damaged. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an interview of the 2045 General Plan and receive an overview of the next steps. The 2045 General Plan is a blueprint for the city aimed at maintaining the essence of Atascadero, while acknowledging and accommodating growth in a way that integrates into the overall city goals and vision, according to the agenda. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently at Phase 4. The next steps include completing an environmental impact report, conducting final outreach, and holding public hearings in early 2026. You can attend tonight's City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Emergency repair of Cayucas Pier for 4 weeks. I'll have that and other stories coming up. K KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair of the Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing repairs and will be closed at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access. This is to remove and relocate the 15-foot section of the pier that is currently projecting off the end as a result of the 2024 winter storms damaged. Hartzell General Engineering Company contractor from Cayucas will be conducting the repairs, with the nearly $120,000 project funded through the county's insurance and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The City of Paso Robles announced the traffic signal at Walnut and Boland Drive on Creston Road will be activated this week. The activation was delayed due to a delay in the arrival of the signal control boxes. This signal, according to the city, was one of the top improvements requested by community members who attended the Creston Corridor Public Workshops. There will also be additional work done on Creston Road this week. The city says crews will remove and replace asphalt on the westbound lanes of Creston Road between Orchard Drive and Trigo Lane. The pavement, this segment, did not meet project standards, so the contractor will remove and replace it at no cost to the city. Pavement is scheduled for Friday, October 31st, between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and should be finished the same day. The Templeton's Founders Day will return this Saturday, November 1st, at the Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. At noon will be the American Legion presenting the colors. Here's Laura Brooks of the Templeton Historical Museum on that.
And then also at noon, high noon, the American Legion will be here and they're going to present colors. They'll be raising the flag at noon and having a little ceremony here in front of the museum. So 11 o'clock and then 12 o'clock we'll have our raising of the flag and then the day will continue from there.
Other activities include a blacksmith pounding station, the Salinan tribe providing their history, and hit and miss machinery in operation. The Templeton Historical Museum is also offering the community a chance to contribute and get involved by becoming a member for $15 a year. Here's Laura again on what that helps.
Well, the museum itself has really expanded its vision. The board's been really interested in community outreach, being a part of the community, having the community be a part of us. Of course, we work with the school to bring them in as much as we can, and youth groups like 4-H and so forth. Membership just helps us get all this going.
You can become a member at templetonmuseum.com. Founders Day, again, is this Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and Executive Director of Bike San Luis Obispo County, Richard Ellison, appeared in court on Monday. He is accused of committing a lewd act upon a child under the age of 10, where the alleged crime occurred March 30th at his home in Arroyo Grande. Ellison previously worked for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo from 1998 to 2005, then once again in 2014. He has been ordered by the judge to not have unsupervised contact with any children while he remains out of custody and is prohibited from contacting the victim. He is due back in court November 18th. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays in Game 3 of the World Series yesterday 6-5. The game went into 18 innings, the longest World Series game in history. Game 4 is tonight. In the NFL, the Chiefs beat the Commanders yesterday 28-7. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
At Davis Body Shop, we receive many letters and emails and pay attention to what our customers have to say about our service. We realize that it's a stressful time after an accident, so our emphasis at Davis Body Shop is not only on the repair of your vehicle, but on the service and attention we provide from the minute you work with our professional staff. Here's what Adrienne had to say.
I found Davis Body Shop and Eric in particular to be very helpful and professional. They kept me informed throughout the process, through emails and phone calls, and went above and beyond what they said they would do. They also were very quick and had my car back to me ahead of schedule. I'm very pleased with the whole experience. Thank you, Davis Body Shop.
Davis Body Shop, the auto collision specialist that you can trust on El Camino Real in Atascadero, with a convenient enterprise car rental facility on site. And Davis Body Shop at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
California headline news, a sheriff's deputy killed in San Bernardino County, shot by an alleged domestic violence suspect. Deputy Andrew Nunez shot in the head, responding to a domestic violence call in Rancho Cucamonga. The suspect fleeing on a motorcycle, run into on the 210 freeway in Upland.
The pursuit came to a conclusion with an off-duty deputy sheriff who put himself on duty and conducted a legal intervention by hitting the suspect on the motorcycle.
Sheriff Shannon Dyke is the suspect hospitalized but will be booked on murder charges. A state audit finds that Alameda County's Department of Children and Family Services is failing to protect at-risk kids.
You are out of excuses, out of credibility, and out of time. Fix the system now.
State Senator Aisha Wahab. Auditors say they found numerous urgent cases that went uninvestigated for more than 24 hours. Took 18 innings and almost 7 hours, but the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5 in Game 3 of the World Series. Freddie Freeman, the game-winning homer. Jeff Scott, California News.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Going into the year, farmers warned that the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda could leave crops rotting in the field. Nowhere was there more at risk than in California, which relies on more than 500,000 farm workers, many of them undocumented, to harvest much of the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. High-profile raids in Kern and Ventura counties earlier this year briefly disrupted farm operations, but farmers, workers, and researchers said farm workers largely showed up and harvested this year's crops. Daniel Hartwig, president of the California Fresh Fruit Association, said that while immigration enforcement remained a concern and a real threat to food production, he was not aware of any crops perishing this year due to a lack of labor. In terms of production, Hartwig said, we haven't seen a significant impact. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Mid-80s Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher on top of yesterday's records. Apple topped $4 trillion in market value in early trading before the stock narrowed its gains. UPS shares are up nearly 10% after upbeat earnings. Investors are shrugging off UPS revealing that it will be cutting 48,000 jobs. Microsoft has signed a new pact to own part of OpenAI, creator of ChatGPT. Microsoft shares are up 3%. PayPal shares are up more than 6%. The payment service reported an upbeat quarter and has a deal with OpenAI's ChatGPT to ease and secure payments. Amazon is cutting 14,000 corporate jobs after overhiring in the pandemic. Amazon shares are narrowly lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more. Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental on El Camino Real at Tascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
It's a real thing in the back of your mind. What you're hoping to find. The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, Barry is back, and he will have on some information for you from Pamela Fitzpatrick, CPA, Versant Advisors Incorporated. Coping with audit liens and levies, taxpayers, the do's and the don'ts. Okay. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, District 1 Supervisor John Pashong will join Barry and you all here on The Right Choice. Let's see here. Kevin, I'm a little confused about the rules for trivia. I didn't win, therefore I didn't win. No, it's the qualifications, too. We can't have the same people qualifying 5 days a week or every other week. It's not good for the sponsor and good for other people who get frustrated by the same people that are trying to win the prizes. It's that simple. So we've always been on the honor society when it comes to that, to use just a shall we say, a little bit of a consideration for others. And again, it's not a good look to have the same people either qualify or win, even though we have the rules for the 30 days. So Anyway, that's a quick answer. Thank you. My answer is, oh, no. Okay, somebody called in. I mean, somebody texted in the answer for the trivia. Okay, well, no, because I'm not going to look, and I'm going to the phone lines at that time. But speaking of that, you can have text us in for freedom of speech. Let's see here. On the text, could Chris have called in the lost dog to get out of trivia?
I suppose that's technically possible, but I wouldn't say so because I'm not that kind of person.
Right. We know. I mean, he doesn't do that, hasn't done that, and won't do that. So we can assume he will be on the up and up, and I can almost guarantee it. Plus, he would have to call in and disguise his voice, wouldn't you?
I don't think that's too hard.
Well, how would you do it?
Probably start talking like this. I don't know. Something a little bit lighter. It's not how I usually do, right?
Well.
Or maybe I'd get one of my siblings to do it.
So it's going to be a family affair.
Yeah. A conspiracy, if you will.
Okay, so would your brother do it?
Yeah. Yeah, my brother absolutely would. Are you kidding me? Okay. If I tell my brother I'm up to some mischief, he'll absolutely do it.
Yeah. Okay. Which, by the way, I haven't told this in a long time, but this was a funny story about trivia. And this goes back to my my first day on the air in radio. Almost my first day on the air. Now, I was down in Thousand Oaks in the Palm Tree Plaza. And I was helping. I was interning. And I would open up the station, put it on the air at 5 a.m., and then, go to work and then come back and then close it, shut it down at midnight. So I was interning. And so finally the guy, he was a sales guy and sports guy, Jack Clark. Great, great guy. I mean, absolutely loved him. He kind of took me under his wing. And he was, he knew that I, knew a little bit about sports. And one day he said, hey, he goes, would you mind to start writing the sports for me in the morning? Because he would do it on the air. I thought, okay, I'll do it. So I would type up, went back in the day when we had typewriter, I would type up the morning sports for him. And that way, Jack, when I look back, he didn't have to come in that early. So he didn't have to be there at 4 o'clock in the morning. He would come in because the first sports cast would be about 6:20. So he would show up about 6 o'clock. I didn't care at the time because I was getting an opportunity. So I started doing that. And then, I don't know, something happened where he was sick or couldn't come in. And the morning news guy, Ken Jeffries, said, hey, Jack just called. He can't make it today. Could you just jump on and do the sports? Okay, and I'd never professionally been on the air. And I said, sure. And he said, and remember, Jack always had a trivia question at the end of his sports. Okay. So, and again, this is all happening within a couple of minutes. So I go on the air and I do the sports. And one thing I learned right away, I hate reading scripts. I hate reading scripts. So just a little fast forward. After that, I just wrote down notes and then ad-libbed the sports instead of reading. So I go, okay, so I do the first one, and I go, okay, I got to come up with a trivia question. So I gave the trivia question, and, of course, we asked for people to call in. And a lady calls in with the answer, because it was the question was, who was the last player to win the Triple Crown in baseball? Okay, so this was 1982. April of 1982. So a lady calls in, and she says, Carl Yastrzemski. And I said, I go, oh, that's great. I said, oh, you must be a big baseball fan and, those type of things and, for a little bit and yes, yes, and so forth. And I said, well, congratulations, you're going to win tickets to wherever. And I said, may I have your name, please? And she said, Isabel Russell. And I go, Isabel Russell? And I started playing it up. I said, man, that's really a coincidence. I said, you know, my mom's maiden name is Russell, and her first name is Isabel. And then she goes, this lady goes, Kevin, this is your mother. And I said, I got in the air. I said, Mom, family members can't win contests. And I hung up. And of course, for the rest of the day and a couple of days after, all the people at the station were just all over me. they just gave it to me, which I deserved it. Actually, I blame my mother on it. But yeah, that was one of those classics, shall we say. All righty, let's see here. What else do we have? Chris wouldn't do anything like that, so
Although it was a funny joke.
Yeah, it is. However, for the person who did Texas in, for a less of a conniving person, you may have given somebody some ideas. Okay. Just saying.
Well, I'm almost afraid to ask what the idea could be, because I don't want you to, you know, lay out the plan. I'm a little confused as to what the conniving person could do at this point.
Well, from time to time over the years, I've gotten a pet alert, and I go, like with the turtles. Somebody had lost turtles. Because, you know, I say winged or webbed, two-footed or more. You
right.
know, just make any yeah. animal. And I, I thought about it, and you got to be a little careful because these are people's pets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like most of us, we are attached to our pets, no matter what we may think of somebody having a turtle or, you know, whatever it is. And I just thought there was something wrong about it. And I never, you know, said anything negative on the air about, you know, well, what kind of how could a dimwit lose a turtle, for crying out loud? If, you know, it's not like a dog or a cat can just go voom and they're gone. I never did. But yeah, there were a couple of other ones over the years that I was, shall we say, suspicious. And, you know, you just wonder, well, I wonder if somebody was listening and just getting their ha-has over that.
It's possible. I lost a turtle once.
Okay, how do you lose a turtle?
I truthfully don't know. Like, I lost it in the fact that, like, it was gone from its, you know, little pool and found it in the backyard a few hours later, and it was already dead. So technically, I lost the turtle at one point. Didn't take long to find it again, though.
How long had you had the turtle?
Years. Ooh, years. I remember having those turtles back when I was in... like elementary school, and you know, we didn't lose it, and it died till I was about in high school, I think, or middle school. It was quite a long time. I actually don't remember how those turtles survived the move, now that I think about it.
Were you upset?
No, at that point, it's cruel to say, but you know,
it's a turtle.
Yeah, it's a turtle, because you know, unlike a cat or a dog, which you can like, you know, do stuff with and snuggle up with like every single day, and you like feel the emotional attachment they have to you as well as to them. The turtle just kind of sits there and swims all day. You know what I mean?
Well, and so you got it when you were young, which you know, young kids, they like a goldfish or a hamster or something like that.
Right.
All right, and then when it's gone, it's gone. You outgrow it,
basically.
Okay. All right. Well, so what was the turtle's name?
I don't know which one that one was. We had two of them. One of them died way earlier. I know one of them was Chomper. Okay, it was Chomper and Claws. So those were the names of the turtles. I don't know which one was which, though.
Well, the famous and one of the most successful television comedies of all time, All in the Family, the head of the household, Archie Bunker, he thought that goldfish was one of the best pets to own, because his reasoning was that long after you get tired of it, you can flush it down the toilet. Which I always thought, I remember listening to that as a kid and thinking, it's pretty funny. Now, some people, that you know, the fish people, they may not think that's so funny. But it was just a television show, and that was the character Archie Bunker, so you can't take everything so seriously. I lost an animal that was basically my mom's cat. My sister had rescued the cat from being thrown into the Hudson River. There was this lady, and my sister was on some bicycles along the railroad tracks there, and some lady looked like she was going to, she was going to throw kittens into the river. She had a basket. It was almost like something out of a movie. Then my sister and Kathy Peluso, they went over, and I don't know how they got them away from the lady. So anyway, Kathy goes home with one of the kittens, and my sister comes home with one of the kittens. And my mom and dad said, well, we'll keep it for the night, and then we'll take it to, you know, shelter or whatever, because they didn't want, they'd had two cats when my brother and sister were born, and they were crazy. My mom didn't want to deal with them, because she's got three kids to take care of, right? So 16 years later, we still have the cat. Boots was his name, and he moved with us to Kentucky. So at this point, you know, so I'd grown up by this time, and, you know, the cat was a good cat, Boots. And he, mom and dad went away on a long vacation. I wasn't living with them at the time. I was out of school, and I had my place up there in LaGrange, an apartment. So I would have to drive into town to feed the cat and, you know, take care of it every day or so. And, you know, again, being 22, I thought, you know, I'm just going to bring Boots out to my place, you know, because we were buddies and so forth and so on. So I bring Boots to my place, and I had an apartment that was on the ground floor, and it had a patio that, you know, opened right out into where the pool was and the parking lot and everything like that. And again, being 22 and kind of stupid, I left the sliding door open to the patio, and he was gone, never to be seen again. So my parents come back from a 2 or 3 week trip or whatever it was, and I've got to tell my mom that I lost Boots. Was not a happy day. Was not a happy day. That was just terrible, and it's kind of funny, even though mom and dad have long passed, my brother and sister still like to bring up that story to me. On how I broke my mother's heart.
As siblings do.
As they do. But you would think after this many years that they would leave it alone. But no, they got to rub it in my face, because I didn't want to see my mom when they came back. I mean, I just, you know, how am I going to do this? And I just came out and said, I lost Boots, and it's a good thing the gun wasn't loaded. I would have been gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an overview of the 2045 General Plan and the next steps. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently at Phase 4. Next steps include completing an environmental impact report, conducting final outreach, and holding public hearings in early 2026. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and Executive Director of Bike San Luis Obispo County, Richard Ellison, appeared in court on Monday. He is accused of committing a lewd act upon a child under the age of 10. He has been ordered by the judge to not have unsupervised contact with any children while he remains out of custody and is prohibited from contacting the victim. He is due back in court November 18th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump in Japan rallies the troops aboard the USS George Washington, introducing Japan's new conservative prime minister as a great woman, bringing missiles for Japan F-35 jets and inking deals for rare earth minerals and Toyotas for Americans.
Toyota is going to be putting auto plants all over the United States to the tune of over $10 dollars. So that's Toyota. So go out and buy a Toyota.
All these Asian deals are U.S. leverage for President Trump's meeting with China's President Xi in South Korea. President Trump also promising the Navy pay raises if Democrats approve it. On this day 28 of the government shutdown, big break. The union for more than half of federal workers demanding Democrats vote for the GOP spending bill to get federal workers back and paid today. America's listening to Fox News.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org. Partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Valley Fresh Market is now open and hiring in Atascadero. So if you're interested in a new career as a grocery clerk, or if you have culinary skills, simply do this. Go to valleyfreshmarkets.com, click on Careers Atascadero. That's how easy it is to apply.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Abundant sunshine today. Highs around 80 degrees, chaps and chapettes. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. And more sunshine. Mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday. Back to low 80s on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s Monday and mid-70s. Mostly sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down. 7:22 a.m. 6:13 p.m. We are at 46. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding price. The 41st, man, hard to believe, annual Thanksgiving for Paso dinner is coming up. All are welcome to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal taking place Thursday, November 27th from 12 till 3. To-go meals starting at 3. And this is at the Centennial Park Activity Center. And volunteers and donors are needed. Yes, indeed, they are. Remember, it's sit-down meals. All are welcome. To-go meals, you need to call in. The to-go window will open at 3 till 4 or all the meals are gone. And delivery, you need to get in advance by the 24th. That is deadline to request a delivery, and the meal delivery request form they have there for you. And we will have more information regarding that. But again, it's coming up, the 41st annual, November 27th. Volunteers are needed, and donations, of course. Well, the Optimist Club of Paso Robles in Atascadero presents their third annual Festival of Trees, Saturday, November 22nd from 2 to 7 at the Pavilion on the Lake. And it is their selection of uniquely decorated 4-foot Christmas trees to choose from. And as you get ready for the holiday season, just $75 per person. For tickets, go to, well, you can go to eventbrite.com or you can call 805-469-5609. By the way, this includes event entry and dinner. That's $75 per person coming up in November. They got it in early, so you'll hear it again. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. They've got the brunch on the weekends and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, it is 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and Anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They're hosting a special event coming up November 11th through the 13th. Buyers are coming to the store to buy your jewelry and art. What a big hit it was last time. All right. Local celebrities on this day, we have a short list. Corinne Nickel, Tammy Swank, Katrina Viborg Davis. It says Josie Rose, Steve Bolin, Robert Findlay, number two. And Maria Sanders. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of or not. You have heard of Edith Head, the costume designer, 1897, 1981. Elsa Lanchester, the actress, 1902. She was the bride of Frankenstein. And, of course, the great movie, Witness for the Prosecution. She died in 1986, and in that movie, The Witness for the Prosecution, her husband was in it, Charles Laughton. Which, by the way, Charles Laughton, if I'm not mistaken, he was the one who hosted the Ed Sullivan Show when Elvis first appeared. Ed was in a car accident. Just a little trivia for you. Also on our list, we have Dr. Jonas Salk, of course, the polio vaccine, 1914, 1995. Dodie Goodman, she was a comedian and actress, I guess. 1915, 2008, former commissioner of baseball and, my opinion, a rotten man with that Hank Aaron stuff. Bowie Kuhn, 1926, 2007. Cleo Lane, the singer, 1927. She passed away in 2025. This past, 2025. It's still 2025. Who else? Oh, Jim Beatty, Track and Field Hall of Fame. He was a Sullivan Award winner, which used to be a big-time thing there. He was the first person to run an indoor mile in under 4 minutes. Jim was born in 1934. CDB, Charlie Daniels Band. Mr. Charlie Daniels, born in 1936, passed away in 2020. Basketball Hall of Famer on many levels, Lenny Wilkins, 1937. Also on the list, we have, oh, I love this song, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Curtis Lee, 1941, 2015, from The Shadows. Remember that group? Hank Marvin, he was one of the guitar players, 1941. Dennis Franz from NYPD, he's a pretty good actor. 1944, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. You probably remember the song, The Book of Love. The Game of Love. That's The Book of Love was the monotones. Wayne was born in 1945. He died in 2020 from Louisville, Kentucky, and she was part of Dawn with Tony Orlando. Thelma Hopkins, 1948, the former Olympic, well, he's in the Olympic Hall of Fame, and decathlon winner, Bruce Jenner, 1948. Annie Potts, 1952, Bill Gates, 1955. Continuing on the list, we have Lenny Harris, not a bad baseball player, 1964. Who else do we have? Julia Roberts, the actress, 1967. Pretty good running back for a few years in the NFL with the Broncos. Terrell Davis, 1972. Country singer, pretty good one. Brad Paisley, 1972. Henry Crockett, linebacker, played with the Vikings and some other teams, 1974. Joaquin Phoenix, 1974. Lauren Woodland, the actress from Alien Nation. She was born in 1977. From the Game of Thorns, Gwendolyn Christie, 1978. And who else do we have on here? We have Nolan Gould, the actor from Modern Family, 1998. All righty, passing away on this day, The Killer.
Yes, indeed.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Great Balls of Fire and a Whole Lot of Shaking. The Killer passed away in 2022. And the person known as Mr. Grand Ole Opry, another country singer, the one and only, wish I had enough guts to wear the clothes he did. Porter Wagner, 2007. Remember, Dolly was on that. And anyway, he charted 81 singles from 54 to 83. That's not too shabby. Again, Porter died in 2007. Coach of the Boston Celtics and the manager and owner and this and all types of thing. And some of the deals he pulled in the NBA years ago are legendary. You want to use the term manipulation or just being smarter than other people? Arnold Red Auerbach. He died in 2006. The richest girl in the world, Doris Duke, passed away in 1993. Now, at 12 years old, she and her mother inherited between $60 million and $100 million, that's equivalent to over $1 billion, from her late father, earning her nickname that, and so on. So, she posted bail of over $5 million for her friend, former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, after Marcos was arrested for racketeering. I guess she had money to burn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. His accomplishments are pretty amazing. He has been inducted 3 times into the National Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. First, in 1989 as a player, as a coach in 1998, and in 2010 as part of the 1992 Olympic Dream Team, and for which he was an assistant coach. He was also named to the NBA's 50th anniversary team and also the NBA's 75th anniversary team, and there's more. In addition, just a couple of years ago, he was named to the list of the 15 greatest coaches in NBA history, being the only person in both the NBA's 75th celebration list as a player and a coach, and he was also inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2006. He played at Providence. He was a Brooklyn kid. As a matter of fact, he went to Bedford-Stuyvesant. It's a pretty famous school. Connie Hawkins and some others came out of there. And his teammate in basketball at Boys High, as it was called, was Major League Baseball star and former bum, Tommy Davis, who was a 2-time batting champion in 62 and 63 for the Dodgers. So they played together some hoops there at Bed-Stuy. He goes up to Providence. He was drafted in the first round in 1960. In 1960, 13th overall or something like that, and drafted before him was a couple of guys who did okay. One was Oscar Robertson, the other was Jerry West. Lenny Wilkins to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Templeton's Founders Day will return this Saturday, November 1st, at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, free food, a blacksmith pounding station, and more, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair of the Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing repairs and will be closed 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Lenny was a 9-time All-Star, NBA All-Star MVP, assist leader, and also he coached the Supersonics to an NBA championship. He did it all, NBA Coach of the Year, and just he's done everything in basketball, and he did it as a gentleman. One more to go. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.